You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection? Talk to a Cleveland Allstate agent about home insurance today and let the good life in. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm from the Dog Bowl in Berea. Going to get your thoughts on what to do about Josh Gordon, and we'll give ours as well in this segment before Jim Donovan joins us at the bottom of the hour. We got Tom on a cell phone. Tom, welcome to CBD.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, great. Hey, my thoughts are you get rid of Josh Gordon. I think you've given him plenty of chances, and at some point you got to decide what you stand for as an organization. My thoughts are you keep guys on that are having problems. They're going to keep on having problems, and you're causing yourself nothing but headaches. I just think it's time to get rid of the troubled people and bring in people that are going to work hard, that are going to have some kind of personal responsibility, some work ethic that'll get you to where you want to be. Sometimes I think the Browns are just too desperate.
You know, it is interesting. Tony Grossi wrote an article at ESPNCleveland.com also saying, you know, that he wouldn't release Josh Gordon at this point, doesn't see the upside. To me, it comes down to this. If the Browns feel that releasing him would make a statement to the rest of the organization that would be beneficial to them, you release him. If not, I don't think you have to release him. You just let him kind of be out there, be suspended, and you have him on contract when he comes back so that if he ever does play again in the NFL, which I don't think he is going to, but if he does, then at least he's here or you can trade him or you control the destiny. It's not like he can play somewhere next year, so releasing him, you know, I don't know why, unless you're doing it solely to make a statement and you feel that that statement is one that you need to make to be the kind of organization you want, then you go ahead and you release him for that reason.
I think, and that being said, as a former player, I don't think releasing Josh Gordon has that kind of message. Does it resound strong enough within this locker room? I think maybe, you know, the end of the season suspension of showing up to meetings late and those types of actions are something that, or like Terrence West not starting a game, not playing in a football game, those things affect your pocketbook, you know, but yet won't keep you out of football like these issues will. And I think in this case, as we to reiterate, and we talk about it all the time, is that culture changing, and you have to weigh, you know, when it comes to making decisions in life, the pros and cons. Okay, what are the pros of Josh Gordon maintaining being a Cleveland Brown? Maybe one day there'll be a little bit of value in Josh Gordon
right,
that you can get rid of and
maybe
gain, you know, 2 years from now. But I think that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine are focused on winning right now. And Josh Gordon does not serve a purpose towards helping us win right now. So you get rid of him. And again, he will not be able to step on a football field for, you know, for a year, and will not be able to essentially, and at that point, he'll still be restricted. He'll have a restricted year somewhere. And then he won't be able to end up where he wants to be without proving himself for 2 years. You know,
right.
So it's a waiting game. And if we are solely focused, as Jimmy Haslam, the owner of this football team, is on winning football and winning now and a winning product for Cleveland Browns fans, Josh Gordon being a Cleveland Brown does you no good. So release him. Get rid of it. Get rid of the cancer. Get rid of the trash. That way Johnny and Josh Gordon can hang out as Josh Gordon, a UFA or restricted free agent with an NFL emblem next to his name, not a Cleveland Brown. And I think that some of these teammates are forced to support him because he is a Brown and are forced to, you know, deal with Josh Gordon because he's a teammate, and you don't want to defame a teammate because that is going against the culture that Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, and Jimmy Haslam have brought here. So get rid of it so it's not a conversation. And if you want to see him outside of this building and go to Miami with him and party with him, that's on you. But he's not a Brown. That's not teammates rolling together, you know, anymore. That's a friend of mine or an acquaintance that I used to work with hanging out together, not teammates.
So you don't
anymore.
Care if the fact that he's, like, banned from the facility, et
no,
cetera?
No, does like, nothing.
You don't
because
care.
Because it's the Cleveland Browns need to do everything they can to focus on what happens in 16 opportunities on Sunday in September through January. And anytime they are spending one ounce, 1 minute, 1 second talking about something that is irrelevant, which is Josh Gordon, because he is not partaking in those 16 opportunities from September to January, you are taking time away from your goal, and your goal is winning a football game.
So as a player, if you were on the Browns and you're hearing all this play like a Brown and you need to do, you know, all of that kind of a mantra and we're focused on winning, so do you think that you would just, you don't want, as a player in the locker room, you would expect the team to do that? You would you be happy if they cut him? Would you say, okay, like I know that means we're trying to focus on the right things? Or would you say, okay, he can't be here anyway, he can't help anybody else, we'll hold on to him, and if eventually we get something for him, we can, but you just act like he's not a part of the team anyway?
I wouldn't mind if they cut him. I wouldn't say I'd be happy if they cut him, but from if I were I'll say my career was very similar to like a Tank Carter. You know, I'm a defensive player, I'm a special teams player. So the amount of time that I associate with Josh Gordon is very little. You know, I see him walk into rooms, we travel on the bus together, but you're not sitting down in most cases and having great conversations with Josh Gordon. You're acquaintances, you work together, you're really not great friends. Okay? But if I'm Tank Carter and I'm going to Walmart, or I'm Tank Carter going to Costco, or I'm going back to Texas to see my family, what are all those people going to ask me about? What I do, and when some negative light is being shined on what you do and what you're associated with because of one person's actions, you throw your hands up in the air, and you know what? I really don't even care. I don't even have an answer. I don't know, you know, oh, they cut him today. You could care less, because it doesn't affect your paycheck, and it doesn't affect the product on the football field. So it's irrelevant to you. So in some cases, you really don't care, you know. And as the season gets rolling, you know, mini camps and OTAs and training camp, there might – I'd guarantee you there's – I won't guarantee, but I'll say 40% of the locker room won't even know what status Josh Gordon is in. You know, is he allowed in the building? Is he not? Is he suspended? Is he not? You right. know, they don't know. They don't care, because it doesn't affect them, you know. And unless you're friends with Josh Gordon or associated with Josh Gordon, those are the only people that really know.
How concerning is it that Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon are the ones, they were partying together when they both missed the walkthrough and got suspended? They were partying together after the season. Albert Breer saying that Gordon's positive test occurred after the season. So it could have been very well while he was on one of those party circuit tours with Johnny Manziel.
And that's my whole point in two teammates getting into trouble together, or Johnny Manziel and former teammate, you know, suspended wide receiver Josh Gordon. You know, that means Johnny is going out of his way to maintain that relationship and maintain that party lifestyle with someone who is trouble. Whereas if Johnny and a teammate, you know, you hang with your teammates, you're a close group. And I think that if that point moving forward, if in fact that is true, and Johnny and Josh are still going and doing, that means that is, to me, continuing the fact that Johnny really has not learned and he really doesn't care. That's like, again, you or Ray Farmer or John DeFilippo saying, Johnny, I don't want to ever see your name associated with Josh Gordon because of how much trouble he is in the next 5 years of your career.
How much can teams do that? Was there anybody that you played with in San Diego that was quote-unquote a problem child that the team really tried to keep on, you know, the straight and narrow? And how much influence can the team have in those type of situations?
They a lot like, you know, what you kind of shared with me, they can do everything they can from a surface level, but they only control you in the time that you're here. You know, or the time that you're, or the I guess the bubble that the NFL can put on you because of the circumstances brought upon yourself by drug testing and random testings, whether you're in the program or not. But not much at all. Not much at all.
Not much at all. Grown men have got to make grown men decisions. Josh Gordon struggling with that once again. Rick in Detroit, welcome to CBD.
Kevin, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Monday. Not too bad.
Exactly.
And my name is Detroit, even more so. But anyway, I wanted to just allude to this one thing. I hear now that this drug test was alcohol related. Is that correct?
Yes.
How is that? Is it because it's Gordon that it's alcohol the issue, or was that the part of the deal he can't drink? Pot or anything along those lines. Is that what it was?
It's part of the issue, yes. If, for example, if I were to test positive for cocaine, I can't have alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, LSD, PCP, and anything in my system. I'm tested for all of those. Any street drug and alcohol, you can have none of that in your system once you enter the drug program.
Certain stage, right. When you're in stage three,
correct.
You're subject up to 10 random tests a month for drugs and alcohol for Gordon.
That's what I had thought. Okay, I was wondering, yeah, if it wasn't marijuana, which I guess it wasn't, we didn't test positive for, I would have given him leeway, but if it's the program that he's, you know, violating, then yes, I understand now.
Yeah, I mean, and people say, well, you know, he barely, you know, marijuana barely positive, and that's legal in some states. Alcohol legal in every state. It's all true, but, you know, it's basically like as if they said to you, okay, you can play in the NFL, but you can't eat pizza. That's the rules that have been placed. I mean, you don't eat pizza. Like,
right.
It's just what you do.
And also, too, he had a DWI.
Right, he had the, exactly.
You know, where so he was under the influence of alcohol.
Which is why the alcohol came into play for Josh Gordon. Another disappointing day, certainly, for the Browns yesterday when you heard about Josh Gordon. And certainly I remember where I was at the draft when I heard about it and it hurt. And now, again, another one with Josh Gordon. I like the kid. I did the first interview with him when he came back. He seems like a nice guy. He seems like he knows what he is, you know, what to do and what to say. But he cannot just, he just can't quite.
Sounds like someone else we have here on the Cleveland roster.
Actions speak louder than words, and hopefully they will start acting like you want it to be for the Cleveland Browns. Cavs are acting the way we want them. Two winners of six in a row. We'll talk about them later. But when we return, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, joins us on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline to talk about the new offensive coordinator, Josh Gordon, and more right after this.
I've wasted time. I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was